AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden met with local leaders and law enforcement officials about guns.
Well, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. We know there are some things that work, and the first of those that work is stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violent crimes.
The president says he has a plan that includes hiring more police. A source tells the AP Democrats in the Texas legislature are planning to leave the state for Washington, D.C. to try to prevent passage of an election overhaul bill. A special legislative session was ordered by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Health officials are meeting with representatives of Pfizer about a possible third dose of a coronavirus vaccine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the FDA has a lot of data.
It's not based on solely the information or data from one company, which hasn't been concluded or hasn't been fully published publicly either.
In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says coronavirus restrictions will be lifted a week from today.
This pandemic is not over. This disease, coronavirus, continues to carry risks for you and your family. We cannot simply revert instantly from Monday the 19th of July to life as it was before COVID.
French President Emmanuel Macron mandated special coronavirus passes for anyone who wants to go to a restaurant, shopping mall, or several other public places. The Delta variant is driving France's virus infections back up again, just as the country kicked off summer vacation season. Public school teachers in Oklahoma could have their teaching licenses suspended for teaching certain concepts about racism under new rules approved by the State Board of Education. It prohibits teachers from teaching 8 different concepts about race, including that an individual, by virtue of his race or sex, is inherently racist. This is AP News. The mayor of Miami is calling on President Biden, the federal government, and the international community to help the people of Cuba.
The hour of freedom has arrived. La hora de libertad ha llegado. It's important that we recognize what is happening in Cuba right now at this very moment.
There have been protests in Cuba over worsening economic conditions. Francis Suarez is the mayor of Miami.
What the government has done is what the government, unfortunately, has always done for the last 60 years under the Castro regime. They've shut down the internet, they've shut down electricity, and they've gone out to the street to beat and to harm those who are protesting peacefully for freedom and liberty in their country.
Over the weekend, thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. In one town, people protested power outages. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.